is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series on nothing but the blood. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, and according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. And without shedding of blood, there is no remission. There is no forgiveness without the blood. We have been looking at how in the blood and only in the blood we find, number one, salvation, two, righteousness, three, holiness, and four, deliverance. We find deliverance in the blood, deliverance from the demonic, deliverance from the assignments and the traps and the temptations of the devil. And they are real, but we don't want to magnify the devil, we want to magnify the Lord. And so I was just talking about yesterday about how many times people are driven by things they don't even understand. Derek Prince again, every area not submitted to Christ is open to satanic influence. And so have you surrendered every area of your life to Jesus Christ? Because Satan tries to build strongholds in our minds with a view to residing in, ruling, and ultimately ruining our lives. Some things have been there since we were small. It may have been an open door through abuse or ignorance. But these dark things try to get a hold of our lives and exert influence and domination over the people of God. And sadly, many people live and die in ignorance, embracing all kinds of lies and lifestyles they were never meant to live. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 12, and it says, "Behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie." You know, it's interesting that, here we have witchcraft and sexual immorality and murder and idolatry, and then loving and practicing a lie, all in the same company. And so this is why, again, we must be determined to walk in the truth of God's word, even where it challenges us, even where it tests us to the core of our being, even where it's countercultural, maybe cause us to look crazy. But, you know, the word of God is the truth, and we must walk in the light of the word, irrespective of how crazy our world may become. Because when you believe a lie, you begin to die. Let me say that again. When you believe a lie, you begin to die. And this is why it says, whoever loves and practices a lie. But not you. You are free in Jesus' name. Because there was a time when we were hopeless and helpless in the face of darkness, but we discovered the truth and we were cleansed and we were delivered. And that's why I love 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11. And, it lists all sorts of sins, but it continues by saying, "And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood of Jesus, that we were justified. We were declared righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you know, sometimes people feel like there is no way out. There is. The blood will make a way. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Isaiah 59 and 19. "So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them." Sometimes we're under a barrage of temptation, and many times it seems to come out of nowhere. Fear, lust, depression, anxiety. Where does it come from? Hell. What is the answer? The blood. Acts 10:38, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil." 1 John 3:8, "For this reason the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. How? Through the blood. Through the blood we have deliverance from devils, demons, habits, addictions, and compulsions. Did you know that there is no greater antiseptic or disinfectant than the precious blood of Jesus? Hallelujah. Deals with devils every time. Hallelujah. Freedom is found in the blood. Because of the blood, Satan has lost his grip over you and your family. Satan's power over you has been shattered by the blood of Jesus. It was the ransom paid to redeem us from sin, death, and destruction. Colossians 1 and 13, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." and the Berean Bible. He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Hallelujah. And the contemporary English version, God rescued us from the dark power of Satan and brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Darkness has no dominion over you. The blood delivers us from the dominion of darkness. This is why Psalm 107 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We have been redeemed from the power of sin, Satan, and spiritual death." Hebrews 9 and 14. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God? In the blood of Jesus, there is cleansing and deliverance from habits and lifestyles that lead to addiction, depression, death, and damnation. Believe it, receive it. Through the blood, we are delivered from the assignments and traps of the enemy. Do you know that the angel of death had to pass over because of the blood? Exodus 12:23, "For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your homes to strike you." You see, God delivers us from all harm. Psalm 68:20, "Our God is a God of salvation, and to God the Lord belongs deliverance from death." Are you aware of the fact that Satan has probably tried on multiple occasions to take your life? But you know, the Bible says that he has kept us in the land of the living. He has covered our head in the day of battle. Glory to God. Do you know that God covers our heads and our hearts? Hallelujah. We are protected because we are under the blood. And it's important that we have faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, because, again, God keeps us safe. Psalm 140, verse 7. "O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle." Because this is the reality, is that even when we're directly responsible for the mess we're in, God doesn't abandon us. He's a God of mercy, a God of love, and he specializes in deliverance. Like I said, you know, whatever you need to be delivered from, depression, fear, anxiety, lust, addiction, anger, there's cleansing, delivering power in the blood of Jesus. Just put your faith in the blood. I think that's so important. In the blood, we find salvation, righteousness, holiness, deliverance, and lastly, assurance. "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine." Of course, that was written by Fanny Crosby, 1873. Blessed assurance. God doesn't leave us wondering, taking a great leap into the darkness, as the English philosopher Thomas Hobbes, 1588 to 1679, once said, "I'm about to take my last voyage, a great leap in the dark." You see, God gives us assurance even in the face of death. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12 tells us, "For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded he is able to keep what I've committed to him until that day." Amen. And, you know, this is why Hebrews 10 tells us, "Therefore, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an even conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." And so it's the blood that gives us assurance. That's Hebrews chapter 10. The blood gives us assurance, not just in life, but even in death. We have assurance. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be worried. If Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, then your eternity is settled. And again, we have a blessed assurance. And John 3:36, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life." Hallelujah. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. Chapter 4 and verse 24. "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death to life." Chapter 6, verse 47. "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life." And John chapter 11. I think it's sad that we only read this at funerals, but I guess thank God we do. But John 11:25. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes me shall never die." Do you believe this? Do you have that blessed assurance? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? because God demonstrated his love. Romans 5 and verse 8, God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We have nothing to fear. Christ bore our punishment. We are saved from God's wrath because of the blood. Hallelujah. Thank God. Billy Graham said this as I finish. Be assured that there is no sin you've ever committed that the blood of Jesus cannot cleanse. Hallelujah. We have a blessed assurance. And if you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, you can receive salvation, cleansing, deliverance. Hallelujah. You can receive it all today through the blood. You can receive salvation, righteousness, holiness, deliverance, and assurance, eternal assurance, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Just pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in my heart that you were born of a virgin. I believe that you lived a perfect life, and that when you died on the cross, you died in my place, bearing my sin and shame. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, and forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ our Savior fill your heart and home. Shalom.